Good morning, Medford and Somerville. This is Amy, and you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This. This is 91.5 FM WMFO. And today we have, I actually followed through with the theme that I was thinking about doing. I didn't fully commit to the theme, but I did my best. So I have some love songs for you guys, and these are not necessarily, this list is not solidified. I feel like I always come on and like kind of change the order and stuff, but I think I really like some of these songs. It's like some of them are love songs, some of them are just songs that I found in August, all 2 days of August, that are on my August playlist. But yeah, so the first one is not a love song, but I'm gonna kind of shimmy the order around. This song, I was driving to Connecticut to visit my grandparents this weekend, super fun. I also hiked Mount Wachusett, for anyone who cares. Highly recommend. That was a beautiful hike. Forget what trail we went to, but there were lots of... it was a very whimsical trail, as me, Anishka, and Angela were describing it as we went. But yeah, it's been a while since I got back in the woods, so that was super fun. Now I have Sedona for you. This is Sedona by Houndmouth, and let me circle back to the story here. I was driving to Connecticut, and I like to sometimes I do like to listen to old music, and it kind of scratches that itch in my brain. I was talking to Angela about that yesterday at 9 at her show, Diarrhea Disco. But yeah, so Diarrhea Disco is Monday at 9. That's so I feel like I've been in the studio a lot lately. But yeah, I like to find new music. I feel like long car rides are a good place to do that, because I don't know, you're not really able to do anything else, and unless you're a podcast listener, which I am not, have not reached that level yet. But I found this song by going through my friend Isabel's Spotify and started listening to her playlist. Props to you, Isabel. You have some really good playlists. And the covers are super cute. It's cool to see like people take time. Her and Lauren, really like king of the Spotify worlds right now. But this is Sedona by Houndmouth, and I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, so that was Sedona by Houndmouth. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I don't know too much about the background of that song, but I can get back to you guys. I honestly don't know the album it's off of. Actually, yes, I do. I lied. It's Little Neon Limelight. So, I don't know. That one's a feel-good song. I'm trying to stick to that because, I don't know, it's a morning show. I feel like I always listen to sad music at night for some reason. But who knows? Next up, we have Someone New by Hozier, and I always don't know how to say that, but I think there are several acceptable ways to say it, but Someone New, this is kind of a love song. It's not directed towards a specific person, but I'm gonna categorize it as such. And it's really, I don't know, over the weekend, I was just running around in the nature listening to Hozier. And I'm sure Anna would be proud of me for that. So, I don't know, maybe wherever you guys are, I feel like driving is like the most likely place that you are right now. But, I don't know, hope you guys enjoy. This is Someone New by Hozier. Maybe you're gonna feel like you're running around in nature too, who knows. But here we go.
How pure, how sweet the love beneath the head you would God knows I've fallen just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I've fallen in love just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I've fallen in love just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I've fallen in love just a little, oh, little bit. Every day with someone new. I've fallen in love just a little, oh, little bit.
Oh, sorry guys. That one was Someone New by Hozier, like I said before. And apologies, I feel like the beginning of my show is always a little clunky, and then I get to the end and I'm like totally in my groove, and then the next person shows up and I gotta go. But hopefully it's not been too bad so far. 12 minutes in. Next up we have, I'm gonna go on a little tangent here. So that song is off of Hozier's expanded edition album. So the one with him and like the parrots on him, it's very like artistic, is the cover. And that's from 2013, and it's just crazy because, one, I don't know how Take Me to Church was the song that blew up off that album, because like looking back there's so many, I don't know, maybe not radio bangers, but bangers on that album. And I feel like I discovered them super, super late. So I think it's kind of cool how artists can release stuff and then have it like have such an impact or like blow up a lot later. I feel like the only other example I can think of right now, and this is really bad, but Kate Bush from, or like climbing up the hill. I don't know, like just interesting to see like songs, life cycles, and like how they interact with people over time. Anyway, next up we have What's It Gonna Be by Shura off of Nothing's Real. And I was in the car yesterday and Angela and I were showing each other new music when we were driving to 7-Eleven. Super fun. And I always forget you can do that. Like, showing each other music is so fun. But yeah, so it's called What's It Gonna Be, and I really liked it. And I usually like songs that are kind of familiar. I think I liked it because it was familiar to me. And I, like, subconsciously didn't really realize why. But this morning I was listening to it, and I was like, do I play it on air? And I decided, yes, it's a fun song. But it's at the end of Heartstopper. I was like, this sounds like it's at the end of a movie. Like, I have a whole playlist dedicated to songs that are like at movie ending type of songs, even if they aren't necessarily at the end of a movie. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. This totally sounds like it should be at the end of Heartstopper. Very well placed, but yeah, who's it gonna be? Shura. Hope you guys enjoy.
Speak honestly, if you let me.
So there you go. There's some feel good stuff for you guys. I don't know, it's super fun, super dancey. I think that's probably the most fun song, or like poppy song, I have on our set list for today. But and it's also a love song. It's checking a lot of boxes here. But yeah, so next song we have For Once in My Life, and this is Stevie Wonder. Trying to think of other things I can go on tangents on. I actually forgot how fun it is to be in the studio with other people. I've only done it like a handful of times, but I feel like the banter is unmatched when you get the right person. I feel like when I went on with Harrison and Auden, that was super fun. I was kind of scared to talk, but because they have just like totally different music than me. But I don't know, it's just fun to be on air and like you have conversations that you would not otherwise have in real life. So it's kind of a cool place. But yeah, so now we have For Once in My Life, Stevie Wonder. Hope you guys enjoy it. This one's not really a love song, but it is in my August, quote-unquote finds. I know a lot of other people have found this already, but, I don't know. I've definitely heard it before. I've just taken the time to actually, like, listen through a couple times and put it on my playlist. So, I don't know. Hope you guys enjoy. This is For Once in My Life, Stevie Wonder. That was For Once in My Life, Stevie Wonder, and I feel like soul is definitely the next type of music that I need to go down the wormhole, and I need to discover a lot of soul music, because I don't think I've really listened to it, and I don't think I have, like, a great grasp of like, what consists of soul, like, what really makes up that genre. So I'm excited to, because now I have a path. I feel like when you get stuck, and you, like, don't have any new music, it's really frustrating, but like, once you start, I don't know how you guys find new music, but it depends for me. Like, sometimes I just am, like, not in the mall. I don't want to say I'm in the mall when I find, like, not the H&M music, but, like, I don't know, like, a restaurant, or, like, my grandma was playing a song that I liked, and it's just, like, it's fun. It kind of accumulates. So, yeah, I don't know. That's how, like, I usually start to find it, and then I just kind of go and, like, I've really been using the Spotify, like, song radio, like, a specific song radio, like, songs that sound like that. It just makes a playlist for you, and it's so easy. It makes me not want to make playlists anymore, which is really, really quite sad, that Spotify is my new crutch in that way, but, for the time being, that's how it is. We'll see what happens in the next couple weeks, but, yeah, I don't know, for our next song, we have very different type of feel. This is Postcard by Jukebox the Ghost, off of Jukebox the Ghost. And this is definitely in the love song vein. It's super cute. I remember liking it, like, maybe 4 years ago or so, like, in high school a lot. And I don't know, I haven't been actively listening to it, but I feel like it really fits the bill, and it's a cute song. So, yeah, hope you guys love it. This is Postcard by Jukebox the Ghost. Okay, yeah, and that's Postcard. super cute. Again, maybe you guys see what I'm saying, maybe you don't. Maybe your definition of cute is different than mine. But next song, I don't think I would categorize this as cute, but this is, it's very different. I would consider it a love song. On Spotify it says, I added it 17 minutes ago, and I thought the song was 17 minutes long, and I got scared for a second. But this is Love Song by The Cure, coming up. And before we go, I want to go on yet another tangent. If you guys don't like the talk, I think my family likes the talk and my friends like the talk, but if you don't know me, understandably, I maybe not liking the talk so much. Makes sense. But yeah, so I've surpassed being a, I think last week we talked about how there's the weather app kids, and then I had become a game pigeon word hunt kid. And now that craze has kind of passed. I don't feel as much of a need to be on word hunt if I don't feel like socializing with people, but I don't know what else to do to fill that void. And I'm seeing all of these Plants vs. Zombies references on the WMFO walls. We have a sticker of a zombie, we have Plants vs. Zombies written in green, heart, and it's making me feel like that should be my next app that should be my next weather app. But if anyone has any ideas, it was Fruit Ninja for a while. My friend Laura tried to like resuscitate Temple Run, and she did. We, like, a lot of people redownloaded that. That was like 2 years ago though. So I'm trying to think of what my new app is going to be. And if anyone has any ideas and you know me, just shoot me a text and we'll figure it out together. But now we have Love Song by The Cure. This is great. I feel like it's very like there's a lot of yearning, even though it doesn't sound like it would be a yearning song. It's like yearning in not a quaint, sweet way. It's, I don't know, you guys probably know it. And here we go. This is Love Song by The Cure.
Oh,
All right. Yep. Now I feel like that's an abrasive yearning song. I don't know. It's not that abrasive, but I don't know how else to describe it. Next up we have The Promise by When in Rome. Harrison is in Rome right now. What a coincidence. But yeah, I like this song a lot. I decided to put them back to back because they're both kind of 80s similar time period when they came out. But The Promise is in Napoleon Dynamite at the end when they're playing tetherball. And I don't know how many of you guys have watched that movie, but that one's near and dear to my heart for some reason. My whole family like knows every single word. For better or for worse. And I don't know, this song always got me. I know it's a little bit older, or like, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit dated, maybe it's a little bit cheesy, but I really enjoy this one. I think of it as a love song. I hope you guys also enjoy it. I hope you guys like Napoleon Dynamite, or if not, this is your sign to go and watch it. It's very stupid humor, and everyone who I've like sat down with and showed that movie, they did not think it was as funny as I did. But maybe I feel like we're all on the same wave quite literally right now, so we'll see. If you guys like Napoleon Dynamite, I don't know, again, let me know. So this is The Promise by When in Rome, and I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. And if I had to walk the world, I'd
Okay, and that was The Promise by When in Rome. And my chair sunk a lot, so I can't reach the microphone as well right now. But nevertheless, that's not going to stop PSA time from happening. Maybe 10 minutes late, maybe not. But here we go. We have, this is about credit scores and financial literacy. Credit Fairy. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education, on Civil Rights Education Fund and the AD Council. So I guess creditfairy.org is your place, if you have bad credit. And we have Money in Your Future. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. We have a couple more ideas here. We have, for free ideas on how to save for your future, go to feedthepig.org. And when it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Okay, don't rely on luck. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. And our last one, this is quite repetitive. Okay, when it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Go to feedthepig.org. Now I'm like very intrigued. Now I want to go to feedthepig.org. And I know, I feel like that's a piggy bank reference, but it still seems kind of sus. Feedthepig.org. Let's check it out. All right, it looks legit, guys. It looks legit. Get started on your financial literacy future, your financial future. Maybe I'll hit up Feed the Pig. We'll see. Next up we have not necessarily a change of pace, but I don't know. This is not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and I feel like if I didn't say this was One Direction, maybe nobody would notice. But this is Irresistible by One Direction. This is one of the sweetest songs they have, and I know they're a boy band, so most of their songs are kind of, like, love song-esque, but this one is very, it's a slower one. I know, like, Strong, like, You Make Me Strong, and You and I, are also good. They also would have been good in this place, but I really love Irresistible, and I can't pinpoint why, but I hope you guys do too, so here we go.
Don't try to make me stay or ask if I'm okay. I don't have the answer. Don't make me stay the night or ask if I'm alright. I don't have the answer. Heartache doesn't last forever. I'll say I'm fine. Midnight ain't no time for laughing when you say goodbye. It makes your lips so kissable and your kiss unmissable. Your fingertips so touchable in your eyes, irresistible. I've tried to ask myself, should I see someone else? I wish I knew the answer, but I know if I go now, if I leave, and I'm on my own tonight, I'll never know the answer. Midnight doesn't last forever. Dark turns to light. Heartache flips my world around. I'm falling down, down, down. That's why I find your lips so kissable and your kiss tips, so touchable in your eyes. Irresistible. Touch and your fingertips, and it's in all the things and other things that make you who you are in your eyes. Irresistible.
Okay, that was Irresistible by One Direction. And yeah, I don't know, classic. That song still, even still hearing it is great. But the other day, I hopped into an Uber to go to Fenway Park, baseball game, Go Sox. We won that game, finally went to a good Red Sox game. But so the Uber was super, super cool guy. He lets us aux. I'm not on aux, but whoever is selects One Direction as, actually it was Caroline's sister, Alex. So Alex is like One Direction, and everyone else has no objections, of course. To be like pretty universally liked band, maybe not, but we had a chill car. So we're listening to One Direction, and I'm like, some obscure song after obscure song comes on, and I know every single word, and I'm like, I was not expecting that. So like, I thought it was kind of funny that, and I think this is the same for 5 Seconds of Summer and like any other, like it's just crazy how fast it comes back. Like we were all pretty lyrical with it in the Uber. I'm sure that guy thought we were crazy, but thank you so much, random Uber guy who let us aux. That was a fun car ride. Next up we have, I actually don't even know what to play. I have a lot of songs that I want to play and not enough time as usual. I'm gonna stick to the queue. This is You've Got to Hide Your Love Away by Eddie Vedder off of the I Am Sam original soundtrack. And a lot of people, whenever I play this song, are like, why aren't you playing the Beatles version? And I don't like the Beatles version as much. So, and if you've heard both, let me know again which one you like better. But I think this one has a little bit more to it. It's just different. So, different sound. I appreciate it. So, this is You've Gotta Hide Your Love Away. And, of course, it's kind of a love song. So, hope you guys enjoy. How could she say to me? Okay, that one was a quick one, but that was You Gotta Hide Your Love Away by Eddie Vedder, and we're just going to get into the next one because we are running short on time, as usual. But this is By Your Side by Sade. It's spelled Sade, and I still don't know if I'm saying it right, but everyone I talk to says it's pronounced Sade, and I will correct myself next week if that is wrong. But this is By Your Side, Lovers Rock. The 1975 did do a cover of this, and I did think it was their own song for a long time, so that's pretty embarrassing. And if you also think that, Sade did it first. So here we go, this is By Your Side.
You
Okay, that was By Your Side by Sade, and I really hope I'm saying that right. That's gonna be so bad if I'm not. But we have like 5 minutes left. There's a lot of songs that I did want to play and didn't get the chance to, so I'm gonna shout them out right now. Maybe we'll do a part two for this love song thing. I had a lot more up my sleeve than I thought I did. But yeah, so some honorable mentions. We have Days In by Carly Hansen. We have Can We Be Friends, Conan Gray. That one's like 50 seconds long, but it's really cute. Invisible by Clay Aiken. The Wind by Cat Stevens. Heaven by Brian Adams. Darling Baby Doll by Brother Kenzie. And those are a couple. Magic by Coldplay. And I know, like, me saying them isn't gonna really do anything for you guys, but maybe they're gonna stick in your brain. Maybe you'll listen to them later. Who knows? But now we have for our last song. I want to do an Owl City song, and I hope no one is upset by that, because I feel like every time I play one, people are, and it's okay. But this song is really, really cute. This is called If My Heart Was a House. It's about 4 minutes long. I think you guys are gonna like it. If any of you guys also like Owl City, please let me know. I cannot be the only one. I know this. I think I'm starting to get Jay into it, but it's an acquired taste. What can I say? But yeah, this is If My Heart Was a House, Owl City. I'll see you guys back here next week, Tuesday, 10 a.m., or maybe even Monday night at 9 for Angela's show. Who knows? But yeah, I hope you guys have a great week, and hope you guys enjoy the song.
You're the sky that I fell through, and I remember the view whenever I'm holding you. The sun hung from a string, looking down on the world as it warmed over. If my heart was a compass, you'd be north. Risk it.